From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Funeral arrangements for Senator Edward Kennedy include a private family mass getting underway this hour at Kennedy's house in Hyannisport. A motorcade will then travel to Boston, stopping at different sites honoring the Kennedy family. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The motorcade carrying Senator Ted Kennedy's body is expected to arrive in Boston around 3 p.m. today. Along the way, it will visit St. Stephen's Church, where Kennedy's mother, Rose, was baptized and celebrated when she died. The motorcade will cross over Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Greenway, the park he helped create. At historic Faneuil Hall, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino will ring the bell 47 times, once for each year Ted Kennedy served in the Senate. The motorcade's final stop in Boston will be the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library, where the body will lie in repose until Saturday. Senator Ted Kennedy will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
More hopeful signs today on the economy. The government says the nation's output of goods and services contracted less than expected in the second quarter, and the number of Americans filing claims for jobless benefits last week was less than expected. The gross domestic product fell at a 1% annual rate. Analysts had expected the economy would shrink by 1.5%. The number of banks and thrifts in trouble rose sharply to 416 in the second quarter. There were 305 problem banks in the first. FDIC Chairman Sheila Bair acknowledged the industry's growing number of failed banks at a news conference today.
The difficult and necessary process of recognizing loan losses and cleaning up balance sheets continues to be reflected in the industry's bottom line.
Bair says the industry recorded a $3.7 billion loss this quarter after reporting a $7.6 billion profit in the first quarter. NASA hopes to launch Space Shuttle Discovery early tomorrow if they can finish troubleshooting a suspect fuel valve. The problem scrubbed NASA's second launch earlier this week. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has more.
NASA thinks it's close to a resolution on Discovery's problem. Engineers opened and closed a flapper valve on an 8-inch hydrogen fuel line 5 times. During the Monday countdown, launch controllers weren't sure the system was working right. It could have been the valve or a bad sensor. Going into the troubleshooting process, NASA Mission Management Team Leader Mike Moses said the only way to test the valve was to drain the external fuel tank first.
So we want to get back to that pre-launch state where we know it's an inert system, go run some valve cycle tests, compare those two sets of data, and show that we really do have just a position indicator problem and the valve's truly working the way it is.
If NASA is satisfied the Discovery can launch safely, the first liftoff attempt will be just after midnight. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points to 95.26. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 19 points to 2005, and the S&P 500 is down 6. This is NPR. Another U.S. soldier has been killed in Afghanistan. The military says today's attack brings to 44 the number of Americans killed in Afghanistan this month. Lawyers say the family of one of the youngest prisoners ever detained at Guantanamo plans to sue the U.S. government to compensate him for mistreatment and his adolescence lost to nearly 7 years sitting in a cell. Mohammad Jawad returned to Afghanistan this week, shortly after a military judge ruled he was coerced into confessing he lobbed a grenade at a vehicle in 2002. A painting worth millions of dollars by Pablo Picasso has been recovered from a home in southern Iraq. The 1932 artwork had been missing for more than a decade. NPR's Deborah Amos has details from Baghdad.
The sting operation went off without a hitch, even though the painting has been on a wanted list since 1991. When the work was looted from Kuwait's National Museum during Saddam Hussein's 1990 invasion, according to police officials in the town of Hilla, they notified Baghdad when they heard rumors of a valuable painting for sale. The price was high by Iraqi standards, about $500,000. The police department sent 2 undercover agents who acted as interested art dealers. The painting, signed by Picasso, was slipped out of an envelope for inspection. Even the plaque from the Kuwait Museum was part of the package. The police swooped in for the arrest and recovery. Picasso's painting is on the way to Baghdad along with the suspect, according to the Hilla police. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Firefighters in Southern California are bracing for another hot day fighting wildfires near Los Angeles. Local officials have issued a poor air quality warning and have advised schools to keep students inside. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.